Microphone, mic check, 1, 2, what it do? Episode fucking 30, it's your boy Mako with the fucking Draco. Ron the Don, Toby, One Kenobi, Rodney, Twin Tweezy, and the big guy coming at you live, boy. Oh, man, great week. You know, 420 was yesterday. Had a little bake-a-thon here, you know, still recuperating a little bit. A lot of shit flowing through the system, man.
I'm still recuperating from the trip.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Did you come back? Because we did. I know you took the day off when you got back.
I took
a
week off, right?
Oh, that's my God.
I just had to be.
Damn.
Bro, so recalibrating when you switch from that mood to back to reality mode, man.
Yeah, it took me about a week, too. Because I was like, bro, why am I so tired every day?
God,
like,
that is true.
Y'all need to get seasoned, man.
He better be doing this so much more often. You gotta get used to it, man. Yeah, that was different. But yeah, I mean, yeah, we got a pretty solid week, man. Even outside of it being 420, just enjoying life, enjoying experiences. I don't know. I've had a.
We finna do it all again tomorrow.
Bro. That's
422. You feel me?
422. Oh no!
Tomorrow is 422.
Niggas ain't ready.
No.
Yes, sir.
You niggas in trouble.
I've been smoking since 15.
All right, man. So yesterday we finally got the verdict from the George Floyd case. I keep forgetting the name of the actual officer who's going to jail for 75 years.
Derek Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin.
Crackers.
No, there is no rest in peace. There is no rest, nigga.
I'm about to say,
burn, die, just fuck you. There is no rest. Like, suffer.
And my thing is, like, of course, like, I think we all agree that this isn't like solving the issue or whatever. But you know what? People can get fucking justice, and it's so wild to think that, like, even in spite of all that shit, like. Nobody knew what the verdict was going to be before it happened. Like, I think
nobody believed that they would do the right thing.
And it's also the fact that people were scared about the results.
Yes.
Like, they were scared that he wasn't going to get indicted. And it's crazy that even that sense of that happening just shows you where we are.
I think even that nigga was surprised that he got indicted.
He was very much
That nigga was surprised.
He was very much surprised.
He said, what?
He was like,
but I'm white.
Yeah, he's like, this is not supposed to happen.
He probably had dinner with a judge and everything.
You told me I was
going to
be good.
You told me I was good.
You lied.
What happened? You lied.
You can't get too excited to that sentencing, though. They already trying to say second and third degree. You know, it ain't
no... Yeah, I think what the minimum was like, what, 25?
No, the maximum. 20?
Wow.
No, the maximum I think was 75. I think the minimum was
the
like
minimum
25.
For all three counts is like, yeah, because he's got 10, 25, 10, 15, uh-huh. And like the other one is like 6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But so, like, they can also
possibly get out when he old.
I think when it comes to the sentencing, the jurors can still argue for stiffer penalties. If he ain't killed George Floyd, he'd still be alive today.
Yeah, man. It was like literally how we were just saying. It's crazy to think that even throughout all of that, niggas. I remember somebody posted it, I think our group chat, it was either Ron or Stacy. They were like, all right, so the sentence is in like 25 minutes. And I was like, dude, I wish I just didn't hear anything about it. And I just heard it like when it like happened. Because I was like, bruh, this is what we were just talking about. Like, we don't know if this nigga's actually going to get convicted.
That shit actually made me anxious. I'm not going to lie.
Stressful.
And I was at work, too.
I was anxious. I was. My boss actually sent us home like a little bit early because of the, what's it called? Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing when you have an employer like that. Mm-hmm. Real.
Let me get it.
Like I was anxious, but I wasn't like. I was anxious because I just didn't feel as if he was going to get charged. So I was like, that's the only reason I was anxious. Like I wasn't anxious about him actually being. I honestly didn't believe he was going to be charged.
I thought he was going to get charged.
Or at least not on all three.
Yeah,
I thought he might get, if anything, the lowest one.
I didn't think it was going to be all three, but I knew I was going to do one.
Yeah. Because, I had said, I was like, I mean, for one, there was no way that they would get this right. Mm-hmm. And two...
That's so fucked that we were all thinking.
Right, like, there was no way they would get this right, but also it was just like, it's not only is it not enough, but it's just like, yeah, they're making a spectacle out of it. That's why I thought they weren't going to get it right. And that's why, like, even when the, like, when the case came, my mom was like, yes. And my grandfather was like, oh, they charged them. And I really just sat there straight face, like,
that's what's supposed to happen.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, that's what, I was like, that's what's supposed to, like, I literally tweeted, I was like, I can't get this out of my head as it's going on. Derek Chauvin, a racist murderer, still went through due process, right? For murder. He went through due process. Yet, for the past, what, 2 weeks now, we've had to hear about Dante Wright, who they had a warrant out, and he tried to run, so they were justified in killing him. And Toledo had a gun, even though he was 13, so they were justified in killing him. Makia Bryant, 10 minutes after the verdict, was killed in Cleveland, Ohio. And I haven't followed that case because I just can't take it. I'm sure they're gonna justify her murder, right? And like
body cam footage, or they just
I don't watch body cam footage anyway. But and like that, but like that's the thing. It's like every time the black person dies, you justify cops being judge, jury, and executioner, which isn't their job. Like none of those are their jobs, right?
Yeah, they're playing God,
literally. Right? But Derek Chauvin still went through due process, bro. He still got arrested. Yeah, posted like bond, went to hearing, went
and
to sentencing,
bond
and sure. he got his bond revoked this time.
Yeah,
he got bond the first time.
This time
he got his the lady who killed Dante Wright posted bail last week. So it's like, so when everybody was like, oh,
it's
yeah,
it's just so crazy.
How much was it?
$200,000. So she had to pay $2,000.
It's just so crazy. Like,
unless my math is off.
I get it. And like,
I've never been to jail.
20,000.
Yeah, 20,000. 10%. Yeah, so 20,000. I was like, my math came off.
Oh,
but still, $20,000, bro.
You can literally put a GoFundMe up. But
$2,000, does that seem out of range? Like, would you have been surprised if it was $2,000 that she had? Like, that's also the fucked up thing. Like, it was like, oh.
That's what they're saying is the cost of life.
Right. So I was like, come on, man.
Like,
I was like, this was honestly annoying.
My boy told me some shit that makes sense, man. He was saying, like, just talking about the whole overall system of police, like, when it was made, of course, y'all know it was made to capture us, keep us indicted, but he said some shit that was just so crazy to where, like, if you think about it, it's like that blue line they call it, the blue line they cross. It was made for, like, you think about all the white people get together, like the Irish, the Italians, because they was getting treated like us, too.
Yeah.
Jewish, everybody was getting, if you wasn't white, blonde hair, blue eyes, you was, we don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
But literally under this blue line, oh, we all fucking together, so we gonna keep these niggas in line. And then if you a nigga that's like, well, you gonna keep these niggas in line, too? Well, shit, come on, like.
Coons.
You know what I'm saying? So keep these niggas in line. Because we the only ones that they just outline, and then it's like full-on, like, human rights. You just like, bro, that's not right. But then with us, it's like, is it not right?
Yeah.
Right, like,
I was talking to my mom, because we talked, like, we went to Miami for my birthday and stuff, and I was talking to my mom. I was like, Miami's the only city I can see myself moving to. And then she literally was like, except for the racism. And I was like, actually, you're right. Because even, I bring that up because while we were down there, we experienced racism for, like, literally a moment. And there were little subtle things. Even that shop that we went to afterwards that messed up our order and stuff, there were little, like, tones, not that they were racist, but like the effects of racism directly, you can like feel in certain things. And it's like, they teach with the, in Miami, I feel like they teach a lot of like the Cubans or like the lighter skinned ones, like, hell, you're not a nigga. So
like dark skin.
Yeah, so like they're, it's literally like they teach all the other races. Well, the closer you are to white, the better. But they still think of you as like a nigga generally. A nigga, nigga's a term that apply to us, but it's literally a general term.
Yeah,
I think they think of anybody that's
and
not.
And that's the thing about Cubans. Especially in recent elections, most notably this last election, the reason the Hispanic polls for Trump were so high were because he resonated with Cubans. Because exactly what you said, like Cubans think they're white people. In Miami, Cubans think they're white people, and they're not. But they're, what is it, like white passing or whatever? Because they're light enough. And
I will say Republicans do a really good job of just like influencing like certain immigrants
to come and
their propaganda and the way they influence them to just, I don't know, just
vote,
veer toward,
vote outside of their best interest.
Yeah,
like Republicans get you to vote against your best interest in every election.
Yeah. Because me and Ron talking
about this.
I feel like I talk about, like, I don't know. We talk about it a lot. Separation. Like, the more separation you create, I mean,
yeah.
I've seen Planet of the Apes. Apes by themselves being apes together strong. The more you make people believe that we're more separate, the more power that you have.
Separate but equal.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is literally not, like, all those different concepts. It's crazy, but this is literally not possible. But I am happy to see this. Because I think the last time, has there been a cop that's been convicted? Like,
not like this.
Not like this.
Not like this.
No.
This is what they say, this is the first in where is it from? Milwaukee history?
Not Minnesota. Milwaukee.
Minnesota history. Yeah. The first officer, the first white officer. And the thing is, it's like this is the bare minimum that they did.
This,
like,
isn't even the first officer.
This is the standard. And, like, I Minnesota. Get it, like, the standard should be celebrated, but like, this shouldn't be, like,
it's
crazy.
This shouldn't be a big story.
This shouldn't be a big thing.
Like, this shouldn't be a big story.
Not
like,
that we shouldn't be celebrating, but it should.
It shouldn't be,
like,
to this extent of just like, oh, this is monumental. This isn't monumental. This should be the standard.
We should be celebrating it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
All. Like, not even, like I get it, but it's like I don't feel as if we should celebrate it. For multiple reasons. For one, yeah, like, this should be the standard and this should be the norm. Mm-hmm. But also, it's in a sense of, it should have never happened in the first place, but also just in a sense of,
we should be past this.
We should be past this.
Like, okay, if this is happening and we've established this as, like, the standard, then what is wrong with, you know, this police officer in the sense that this person shouldn't have this job or shouldn't be in this position? Mm-hmm. What other ties does this person have to the people around him? Like, what is he seeing? What is he viewing? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much more into it.
Dude, I've even had, I remember once I got arrested, basically 2 years ago. I got arrested on 4/19 in 2019, the day before 4/20. I remember literally being in,
chaos.
I remember before they took me in, I was at the precinct, and I'm just, like, in there, just, like, listening to what these niggas have to say about shit. And it's so weird being, like, sitting there in handcuffs and literally being, like, and I personally, like, I'm literally, like, bro, these niggas are just hell. Like, they just, and I'm listening to this one white dude come in, and he was basically, I can't remember the entire story, but he was basically, like, yeah, I had to, like, break up a fight, and I beat this dude's ass. And I was ready to beat that dude's ass. Like, I've been waiting to beat a dude's ass all week, and this was, like, the perfect opportunity. So I beat the shit out of the dude. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how are you doing? Like, you literally are taking out your aggressions on regular niggas. It's like, your whole thing is supposed to be to, like, stop people from resisting. But you were literally like, no, I just wanted to beat a nigga's ass, bro. And, like, this just happened to be the perfect opportunity.
So I can get away with
it. Yes, it has to be the perfect opportunity. I can do that shit. And I'm like, bro, there's no telling how many other countless people that you've run into and had those similar experiences with. And that's just, like, so fucked.
And, like, when you break it down, like, it's a deeper level than just black and white. Like, that's a problem with policing.
Period.
Like, it's not like that's just a white person saying that. Mm-hmm. Like, any race of a cop can feel this power to be like, oh, yeah, no, because I know I can get away with it, I can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And it's taking like, yeah, I can take it out on random, unsuspecting people, stopping crime. Cops don't stop crime.
And this is why you need to break that structure up. This is why you need to have units for mental health calls. Yeah. This is why you need to have, you know, I don't know, just different departments for different shit.
I mean, like, they, like, and, like, calls, it actually
they can't
works.
Handle all that shit.
They and statistically they make it worse, but, like, it actually works. I forget which city it is in Oregon. So police officers are not called out to domestic disputes, homelessness incidents, drug abuse incidents, and things of those natures. Instead, they send out, like, at first it was just like a van, and then they got more funding and they upped it because that's kind of weird. But they send out a licensed therapist and a licensed medical professional to go and de-escalate the situation. Nobody has a weapon. Mm-hmm. Nobody has any type of guns or anything. Mm-hmm. And they literally go and provide counseling and services to the people who are either drug overdosing or in a domestic dispute or homeless. Mm-hmm. And it literally has lowered the crime rates. And that's, like, what works. And the funny thing about people who are defund the police is only a thing because our communities are over-policed.
Yeah.
And the things that stop crime, like social services and community outreach and recreational activities, all exist in white counties. Like, if I go to fucking Cobb and Marietta, I'm not going to see a fucking cop car unless I'm, like, driving down Cobb Parkway or near 75. But in the fucking neighborhoods, I'm never going to see a fucking cop car. I'm going to see nice mowed lawns and shit like that. And then I'm going to come out and I'm going to see a fucking Piedmont. Or I'm going to see a Blue Shield Blue Cross, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'm right there at Northside Hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see all these other things and Whole Foods and plenty of job opportunities. Because in these areas, there's no unemployment. There's no poverty. There's no over-policing that causes more crime rates. Mm-hmm. Because they don't police white people.
Do you guys have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
There's a show on there called Them. Please watch it. I haven't watched it all the way through, but I mean, just in reference to what we're talking about, I think I've only watched two episodes.
It's great. I don't want to take it back first. I don't want people to not watch it. Mm-hmm. It's a great show, but the ending, I was like, y'all could like, I was expecting some way like.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh. Mm-hmm. So do you know the concept of what it's about?
Yeah, I know the concept, and like it kind of related to was it the movie Us maybe?
It looks like that.
It's not, actually, it's not.
I know it's maybe, like different, but like it's like that. I guess that genre. I would just put it in.
Yeah,
it's the same girl too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the more so the aspect of like, because me and Shalani were talking about this. Shout out to fucking Shalani about like Jordan Peele making movies, and the dopest thing about his movies is like they're horror, but they're like they're. It's not like. It's like real situation of mm-hmm. black people horror. The reason mm-hmm. like the reason Get Out is scary is because it's like, damn, like, oh my god, white people using black people to like it's like not that you really think Obama that's happening, but it's like term. For black people that's some really deep psychological shit. The show is about, in essence, a black family that moves into like a super white neighborhood during like that time of racism mm-hmm. and it's like the shit that's just going on, and it's a Jordan Peele thing, and it's like horror thriller esque, but it's like, this is like,
I thought Jordan Peele didn't have anything to do with it.
The realness.
Because
you see so much shit, like, I feel like the white people didn't get justified enough with what they was doing to them black people. It was like, he's like, damn. Mm-hmm. All
right. And then you understand, like, perspective wise, like, just how the different characters, like, the great migration concept, or even the concept of, like, the, I don't know. Like, you just get it. Like, without the... Because I don't want to, like, talk about it too much. I know you guys have
I'll definitely watch it, and we can reconvene on some shit. But, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm.
Good shit. All right, man. So, moving on. Jumping topics real quick. Yesterday was 420. You guys have... Well, I'm not even going to hold you. It was weird, man. Like, so I do be rolling shit, and I do enjoy rolling shit so fucking much, man. And it's like, I said I was going to roll something bigger than what I actually rolled, but then after I rolled, like, I don't know. It was probably, like, that big and, like, that wide. It literally looked like a fucking torch. Tony called me over, and she was like, huh, you trick? She was like, a lot of people were just like, bro, this is actually fucking ridiculous. And I was like, I mean, it was ridiculous, but I don't know. I don't know how I started rolling. It didn't start off like this. I think I used to roll backwards, and I didn't even roll my backwards like that. Like, I just used to roll my backwards like a regular fucking human being. And then I think the first time I rolled like something like super colossal was on my birthday in 2017. But I said I was going to do it, and it was really funny how it happened. I think it was falling apart, and I didn't think it was going to work. And I took a tab of acid, and it was starting to kick in. And this nigga Al gave me a rolling tray, and he was like, roll on this tray. All right. It was a fucking mirror. It was literally a big ass mirror, and everybody was like shining a light on what the fuck was going on. So I was like, oh, damn, did I actually fuck this up?
Did you fuck it up?
No, I didn't. It was literally in the moment that I was like, oh, damn, I should just give up and tell everybody that this isn't going to work. Right. I think I almost dropped it, and I think it flipped in my hand. And I was like, oh, maybe if I just roll it this way, and it fucking worked. But I think this is a topic of discussion, just 420 shit. like, I don't know, first time you got high, favorite strands and shit like that.
Recently, I think I went to Las Vegas, and it's recreational over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was over there for a birthday celebration, and I was at the Venetian, very nice hotel, great accommodations, and like it was basically walking distance from some dispensaries. But I think I went to those later because those were like more mainstream, like more expensive. Mm-hmm. But I bought some like elixir from there. So it was like a little like, just like a little shot you could take. Mm-hmm. They get you high. Edibles. Okay. You could cartridges. One of my favorite cartridges is an indica cartridge called Northern Lights. Mm-hmm. This shit was really, really nice.
I'm going in this month.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like hit up. I'll send you some dispensaries to hit up. But there's a dispensary that's I think it was like 10 minutes Ubering from my hotel. And I didn't know what to pick up, and like I saw shit online, but I saw some shit there that they had on sale, and it was called 92 Chem, and it was an indica, and like I didn't really know about like the percentages and shit, but like I think the percentage on that was like maybe like 24% or something, and so like it's a pretty high like just indication of just THC and how much is in the flower, and so like when I smoked that shit, bro. That shit was heavy. I slept good, bro. Yeah,
so you prefer indicas really high.
Yeah, I like indicas, definitely.
I'm on the polar end of that.
Like, yeah. I feel like, the thing is, like, I feel like my brain is always, like, I'm always in my head a lot, and so I'm always, like, thinking a lot, and so it just feels me, it slows me down. It makes me relax in a sense.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. But, I was about to say,
the sativas definitely do give me that creative and just boost. Like,
I like to stay up.
But
how do we feel about hybrids?
I'm gonna say hybrids. I think in order, I like sativa, hybrid, indica. Not like, cause I mean, I like weed generally, but like, in that.
Order. I definitely do fuck with sativa hybrids.
Sativa
dominant hybrids.
Yeah, because you get that like chill, but you also get
but
that.
But you still,
And I think, let me see. I remember, dude, I was just talking to somebody about this. Like, moving, when I was at my grandmother's house, I was smoking, man. Like, and I remember, it wasn't even in one, it was like in parts, pieces, but I remember, like, as I call it, my time of discovery with weed when I used to get like really, really big. I used to have a friend named Stoudemire. Never forget Stoudemire. One day he was like, "Dude,
I know Stoudemire."
He was like, "Dude, I plug up the street. He got this fucking sour diesel, bro. You have to smoke this shit." So I was like, "All right." Well, Stoudemire came over. I never forget that night, man. I had I found an Xbox. Like, my sister had an Xbox and she never played it. Like the original Xbox, and this was in 2015 or something like that. And I found an Xbox and I was like, "Yo, Stoudemire, huh?"
I remember. Just from one random night when not over your house and we saw the Xbox. Mm-hmm. I remember that Xbox.
And I was like, bro, dude, I wonder if I can order games for this still. Went on eBay, got NFL Street Volume 2, NBA Street Volume 2, did some more classic shit. Stoudemire came over that night. I remember we walked around the neighborhood and that was like, you never get high like you used to get high, but I remember that was
things
like.
Things change.
Yes. I used to get, like, when I used to know I was high, I used to feel it in the side of my tongue, bro. Like, on both sides of my tongue and my mouth, they used to just feel warm. I remember we went back inside and went downstairs. I was like, bro, I am literally flying right now, bro. Like, you can feel, like yesterday was actually one of the first times of all time I was, like, high. Like, because now I don't feel it in my tongue as much, but I feel it in my eyes. Like, my eyes be like, oh, man, like, I'm in there. And then also I was laughing, which I hear makes you actually, like, higher.
Yeah, I think that's why I like indicas more because I still get that body high feeling. Like I feel it all over my body.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have like a favorite stoner movie?
I gotta say, like, Friday.
Friday, Friday.
Half-baked. But you know what's crazy though? Like, I ain't gonna interrupt. I'm actually in like a weed frat.
A weed frat?
Yeah.
Bro. How does that work? Like everybody's
explain
like,
that. Like really exclusive. So I'm not supposed to be talking.
Oh, okay.
Nah, it's lit though. I don't know, they probably fucking. We ain't like corporate then. But nah, that shit was like, I got pulled in on this shit on my homie. I thought it was like a jug. I was like, this shit can't be real. It's like really just put in the pot and just like keep these like people together.
Yeah.
Like different little schools. It's pretty lit as fuck though. It's like prepare before. You just kind of like keep it low. Like you can't like tell niggas what like you meet shit at.
Yeah.
But like, but her niece is crazy, bro. Like,
yeah.
There's some crazy shit you see, like weed wise. Like, yeah. I don't even. I keep thinking I've seen like the most extreme shit, but I don't even. Like,
that, that's the highest I've been in my life. Like, I ain't got high since. Yeah. So to speak, of like just that high, like, in
yeah, sense. Yeah.
I remember the first time I hit a gravity ball. I remember, dude, I remember my friend Stoudemire.
Oh, yeah, gravity ball. Like, first time I hit gravity ball. That was
crazy. Yeah. So Stoudemire was telling me about this shit. I just couldn't see. And it was so funny. I love gravity. I've seen two different types of gravity balls. I've seen a waterfall ball, and then we've all seen like the water jug one.
Yeah.
But I remember, and I'm really into like physics. So Stoudemire was explaining to me how this shit works. And I was like, bro, I'm trying to visualize it, but I can't see what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I go to fucking college, and this is like, I think the first day school had fucking started. And there were these two, we were in Brunswick, and there were these two white girls that stayed like further up in where we were staying at. And they used to know, like, when I came down there, they were like, dude, you gotta go to one of such and such and such and such parties. They throw the best parties. I was like, all right, what the fuck ever. So, went, and then randomly. They bring out this big ass bucket with the fucking water thing in it. And so like, gravity bomb hits, who's going first? And my roommate was like, Jay going first, because that's my roommate.
Damn.
I took that whole shit in. I remember literally being so high, like we were driving home, and I remember sitting in the front seat of this nigga's car, and I was just stuck like this. And my eyes were open. They thought I was asleep. I was like, bro, no, I just can't.
It's like
you gotta throw up, but you're not. You can't even focus on shit.
Oh my gosh. Bro. Nah, bro, the highest the highest I've ever been has been like in California, bro. The edibles in California are crazy, bro.
The edible high too different, bro. I can't really, even like yesterday, bro, I can't really, like, I'm like, I don't do too
much. This is why I can't do edibles too much, because I think I had like a lollipop, an edible lollipop. And like you can't eat the whole thing in one sitting.
Who saves a lollipop though? Like, what you gonna put it in?
Like,
yeah, how do you save a lollipop?
You gonna wrap it up?
I think I got through half of it, and like my head was literally just like. Like, I was like, I was not where I was. I was literally just going through the motions.
Dude, that's why I don't really like edibles like that, because there's no gauge for me. Like, it's always like, edibles for me either slap the fuck out of me or don't slap at all. That's like, real, like real. And I feel like, there's only been twice where I've been like, oh, no, I'm feeling this shit. Once recently, my roommate gave me a cookie, but I also don't like it because it feels like, unlike regular, like, weed, where you got like every time I eat an edible, and it, even when it does hit, it always feels like it slows me down. Versus, like, I mean, I know weed like slows you down, but it doesn't. I'd be like chipper when I'd be taking edibles. I'd be like, last time I took an edible maybe like two, almost 3 weeks ago, and I actually felt that shit. But it was like, I want to go to sleep, but I'm not tired, and I just feel super relaxed. And it was this one time before that, I was dating a girl, and we were at a fucking art show or something, and this lady came in and was like, yo, I got edibles, and also I'm giving away edibles, so we got like two cookies or something. She ate half of one, and cookies, I was like, man, this shit is a bitch, and I ate that shit. I remember I was sitting on my friend's couch, I was like, yo, this shit is activating. I'm not even here right now. But outside of that, like I said, they either don't hit, or when they do hit, I'd be like, bruh.
I remember I had a cookie the night before work when I had worked at Topgolf, and it was like two cookies I ate, right? The next day, obviously, I had to work the afternoon to close shift, bro. I was a step behind the whole fucking day, man. And everybody could tell, like, I was like, stuttering on where to go. I was like, when people told me directions or instructions, I was like, I got you. And then I just paused and just, like, stopped. What the hell was I supposed to do? I was standing in the middle of traffic, bro. And you know how Topgolf be sometimes, bro. And I was like,
it'd literally be like,
bro,
this shit just be moving in slow motion.
Man.
What were you saying? Oh, no, I had, bro, I was on edibles all night, and I had ate some Cheetos this morning. I was telling them I was at work. Man, I had to go to sleep, bro. I was trying to finish. Because I was on weed juice, too.
Oh, man. Dude, that was me today. Like, I'm some fucking dragon juice, man. And, like, I think I had to really rest today, basically. I got up and I thought I was good, and I was like, bruh, I'm still like, I just looked at myself in the mirror.
I can't do that, bro. I gotta work.
Yeah.
Get right back to it.
I was looking at myself.
Painful. Yeah, I was like, they ain't hearing it. Especially somebody right about to be.
That shit painful.
Yeah.
You trying to do what?
Nah. I know what yesterday was.
I know what yesterday was. I know what today's date
don't
is.
Come and see what happened.
Are you tired? What'd you do yesterday?
What'd you do yesterday, huh?
Nigga, disco hang up. It's on you.
Yesterday was Tuesday. Why was you out on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. I see you at work, nigga.
Yeah. Bright and early, nigga.
You gotta look embarrassed at work.
Also, another random fucking story. I say Faces is my favorite project. So, out of Faces is kind of a butterfly. But I remember the first time I listened to Faces. I went to a party. Shout out to fucking Madi, bro. So, Madi randomly, I was getting off work on a Friday. And he, on a Thursday, he was like, yo, there's this party in Stone Mountain. You trying to go? And I was like, sure. So, he was like, we're all getting weed. I don't remember. I remember I threw $60 towards this weed, and we got something. I remember literally being like, this is when I was first smoking for real, so I didn't even know what the fucking measurements were. So, like, I had no idea what the measurements were, but I was like, it doesn't really fucking matter. Like, I trust this nigga. So, I think I threw him $60, got off work, and the niggas came to pick me up, and I remember asking my friend Stoudemire, I was like, do you want to go to this fucking party? But like, nah, not really. And then I don't have a way to get out there. I was like, are you sure? Like, I think I'm supposed to get, like, a quarter or, like, some shit, or, like, some ridiculous amount of weed. I'm about to be high all night. Stoudemire skated from where he was, somewhere in Fayetteville, to somewhere to where I was in fucking Riverdale. And it was insane. I was like, this nigga's a fiend. Because, like, literally the way he got there was not
on a skateboard?
On a longboard. But, like, yeah.
Wait,
like, basically a skateboard. Like, literally like that. And not even as good as that one. Because I was way faster than him. Like, he was on the side.
Going, bro.
I don't remember the name of the road, but it's like in between Fayetteville and like Riverdale.
314.
Yeah.
I think 314. He was skating down 314. Yeah. And the cop picked him up. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He was trying to get to my fucking friend's house. So the cop dropped him off like a mile and a half away from where I stood at. He skated the rest of the way. So Mighty comes to pick me up. I told him at the last second Stoudemire was coming. I don't know why, but he was like, okay, that's cool, but we don't really have a lot of space in the car, so he can come, but he's just gonna have to either ride in the truck or like do some stupid shit and lay across everybody's lap or some shit like that. He was like, I don't give a fuck. All right, cool. So I don't even remember everywhere we went, bro. I remember it was five of us in the car. It was me, Madi, this other nigga, and these two white dudes that were pretty fucking bulky. And like, we were just riding around Georgia. We went to go pick this shit up from some weird-ass white dude that worked at Olive Garden. He came out, and he looked like the nigga from Ratatouille. And he gave us the fucking weed in a McDonald's cup. And we rode somewhere, and we smoked a little bit. And they were like, all right, well, we can't ride around with Stoudemire laying across everybody's fucking lap right now. So we have to, like, put him in the trunk. So put him in the trunk with the speakers. Damn. Started driving 1,000 miles an hour. Niggas was playing Worldwide Choppers.
No. No. No.
Banging that shit. He got out the truck and he was like, bro, what the fuck?
That's
all you can that's say. I've been guessing y'all ain't
fucked up.
We got there. This is actually.
I'd have fought y'all, dude.
Sweet.
How long was that drive?
I don't even know, bro.
From Riverdale to Stone Mountain?
Oh no, my God. We weren't even. I don't know where we were relative to Stone Mountain.
Claustrophobic.
Bro,
Riverdale to Stone Mountain is like 45-50 minutes.
Like, so
I can't lift my head.
It was just stuck back there, man. So,
no, Worldwide Choppers was playing. His head was lifted.
Yeah, oh yeah.
His body, you know,
he couldn't move it. Oh, man.
So I think we got there. This was
can't
the
even
highest.
Hear this nigga screaming.
He was back. Bro was back there. I'm fighting for my fucking life.
We played that in a couple of gutters. But I remember after we got, there, and this is actually the highest I think I'd ever been in my life, bro. I don't know how we were smoking weed, bro. I don't even know how my weed was getting broken down. I was just like, because niggas were rolling. I didn't know how to roll at the time. And then niggas had bongs and shit. I didn't have none of this shit. I was like, bro, just do whatever y'all do. I remember at one point, I had been smoking. Molly was like, all right, everybody come outside. He had this big ass bong. He was like, all right, said some kind of fucking, I don't know what the fuck he said, made some kind of monologue speech about love and people and partying and shit like that, and I was really high, and then somebody passed me a bubbler, and I took a big ass hit of that shit, and exhale, and then I lost all the feeling in my body. I was like, oh no. So I remember I wobbled off, and I sat on like some cinder blocks, and I was like, I can't fucking move. This nigga Stoudemire and walked past me. I was like, bro, help. And then like he was like, what? I was like, please help. And I, maybe it wasn't coming out right. He was like, bro, you scaring me. And he ran away. Didn't see that nigga for like another 30 minutes. I was just stuck. Somehow I made it inside. I passed out on a recliner and woke up the next day still high. And I was scared because that was the first time I went to sleep and woke up high. Niggas was like, here's the rest of your weed. And I was like, I don't even want that shit, bro. Like, I think I just gave that shit to Stoudemire. And I think I came home and somewhere along the way, I told everybody that I was, when we were talking in the car, I was like, I really love Mac Miller. And they were like, he just dropped the project, you should listen to it. And that was like the first thing I listened to when we got back home. And then after that, I just fell in
love. I forgot you started this story talking about faces.
Yeah. That was, I just remember specifically being home.
That, I felt like, I feel like I, the last time I felt like that was like, the first time I took a dab. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Dabs are crazy. The wax and the concentration, all that shit, I'm just like, no, I'm good. I think I'm good on that shit.
This is something my college. I played ball for like a semester at school called Emory Henry College in fucking Virginia, bro. Mm-hmm. Like close to West Virginia. Mm-hmm. So like this shit, like country.
West Virginia, even a real place.
This, bro, it's like when I tell you, motherfucker, hillbilly, like hill turn, like wrong turn.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
no. Like, bro, so we get there, bro. Like that shit was experience in itself. Mm-hmm. So we was called a wasp. So we first get to the school. The school look all cool. We got ducks and shit. That's a nice ass campus, bro. So we go to school. The ducks gone. It's like two ducks. We just noticed there was ducks up there. It's like, it was some cool ducks. It's like two ducks. They served us pork chops. Oh, no. It was like a gray piece of meat, bro. This shit is like this thick, no bone, bro. Like a fucking organ, bro. It was great. They said, yeah, this is baked pork chop. I said, this ain't no fucking baked. What the fuck about it?
Oh, my God.
Fucking ducks, though. He's fucking looking for it.
Oh, my God.
It was just meat, bro, because everything was like all you can eat. But the food was just nasty. I was like, why you even gonna have nasty food if it's all you can eat? Like, it's the worst shit you can even give a nigga.
And, like, it was in West Virginia or Michigan?
It was in Virginia, but it was, like, close to West Virginia and Tennessee. So we just have to go to, like, Tennessee to go to the clubs and shit, bro.
I don't know geography.
But we was close to, like, Kentucky. So even when we went up there for, like, a road trip, we took a turn. And like, it was like, we took like, I said, wrong turn. We took a wrong turn because I was high. So we smoked the blunt. We smoking and I drank a Monster. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why I drank a Monster and smoked a blunt. So my adrenaline is up. So we on the highway and my boy sleep, but he got the fucking, you know, this time it was like that map quest shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, it was on the phone, but his phone was like, we ain't had a good signal like that. It's like, babe, it's like 2010. So we fucking riding, my adrenaline like up like a motherfucker. So he wake up like, oh, they go to turn right there. But my adrenaline so up, I can't turn. And I'm like in the last lane. So I'm like, bro, I can't do this shit. So I'm like, fuck it, we got the next one. We get off on the next one, get off. We in fucking Kentucky. We 12 X's away from where the fuck we was at.
Oh my
just
God.
From one exit off.
Damn.
But anyway, like back to the weed story. So we had this fucking frat party. It's like the whitest shit ever, bro. So we finally get some weed up there with snacks, and that was back in the day when popcorn made. Niggas was selling popcorn made for $15 to these niggas. That's how bad it was up there. Yeah, exactly. So we up there, and my boy, we smoking and everything. So 12 come to the party. So I ran inside. My boy threw his weed and ran to our homie car. I don't know why the fuck he did that shit. But our homie, I ain't going to say his name. He was a white dude. His folks was his dad was a lawyer. Mom was a doctor type shit. Cops came. Nigga had a whole ounce in his fucking cup holder.
Damn.
So 12 pulled up. Whoop, whoop. This nigga in the car with the weed. After throwing his weed. So then the white dude came out, talked to the cops. Cops take his weed. No lie. Take his weed. Smoke his shit. They pull up. So we back in the party like, damn, we need some weed. Like, he threw the last bit of the bud. Like, our knife fucked. I ain't high no more because I just had to run from the police. Mm-hmm. Ran into this white dude. This dude was like, yeah, bro, I sell, but I'm just gonna roll up this ounce tonight and y'all can smoke with me and y'all just buy tomorrow.
Oh, easy.
So we had a love circle of smoking an ounce with this random nigga. Wow. Then we meet my other homie from football. He like, yo, come with my girlfriend, she grow weed. So we smoking that shit.
Different, like, I remember even while I was in school, there was
just like, bro, it was my boy started selling up there, bro, getting money, bro. This nigga went from like,
yeah.
Yeah, we had to leave.
Yeah, dude. I remember I went to school. I don't remember what the name of this white dude was. He literally reminded me of an adult version of Ed from Ed, Ed and Eddie, bro. Like, cause he was like, he went down to play golf because Brunswick has really nice golf courses. He went down there to play golf and then he fucked up, like he got injured or something like that. Yeah. So he was like taking hands and shit. Like, yeah, like yeah. Literally freak accident. Got injured, like a leg injury. Couldn't play golf no more. Lost a scholarship. It was like, I don't know what happened. I think he swung the shit weird and he fucked up his Achilles or some shit like that. So, he slipped and fucked up his Achilles and lost.
That's like the worst way in golf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, playing golf like this.
You in khakis and shit.
Right.
But he used to just like be on Zans and shit, bro. And it'd be crazy.
Oh, no, okay. Bro, now I understand why.
And it got to
now I understand why.
It got to the point where it was like,
play the violin.
I remember he used to just be I believe if you take a certain drugs so many times, especially things that aren't like psychedelics, it's just in your system regardless of like, well, even psychedelics, I feel like certain things you can take a certain amount of times and like even if you're not on them, they're still in your system depending on how many times you do them. He would be on his ass so much, even when he wasn't on his ass, he would talk like this. And it was crazy. And he would just, but what he would also do was put, well, shit was crazy, bro. He would work at car dealerships and just level up like that. So he was like the vice president of a car place or some shit like that. So he would deal with an Audi dealership. So he would just leave with whatever Audi he felt like leaving with and just pull up on us and be like, hey, I just bought a half. You guys trying to roll through this and smoke through it? Like, we would just be some broke college niggas. So I'd be like, hell yeah. It'd be great weed. I don't know how much you fucking pay for it, but like,
them crackers.
I would never forget the day he said, yeah, I love being the vice president of the company because the fucking president pissed me. I was like, why? He told some story about it. It was literally whatever situation it was. I was like, man, the privilege. Whatever he walked away from was like literally some basic type of argument, like between people. He was like, I just didn't like how this nigga was talking to me, so I left. Sucks for him.
Dang.
What?
Man.
Sucks
for him.
What?
Yeah. Shout out to. My homie, he just got married, Jonathan. He was one of the last people that got like really like super high with me, where like I had a moment where everything was like literally slowing down and I could see like the movement in my hand, it was insane. And like I was just playing music loud as fuck in my house. Like it was a good moment until I felt like I was gonna die and slow down all the way until my heart stopped, because I literally felt like everything in my, like I felt the blood just like rushing through every heartbeat, like everything was concentrated. And I was like, he was trying to go home and I was like, nah, bro, just stay a little bit, bro.
I remember when I was first smoking, it was like, not that I would look down on people, but I'd be like, how do people be tripping out and having these crazy ass experiences where they're not like able to be self-contained? I think I've only had one real experience like that, and it humbled me. I don't know why it happened. We went to go see Avengers Endgame. Not Endgame. We went to go see Avengers Age of Ultron. Came back, the nigga was like, I got Pineapple Express. So we were like, all right, cool. So we went and smoked this Pineapple Express. I went to go pick up from one of my plugs, and that plug wasn't there, so he referred me to another dude, and we smoked with him in the bathroom and turned the shower on. I don't know what happened, bro, but everything got loud. And it felt like I could hear I could hear the shower so viscerally to where I could hear every single drop, and it felt like the raindrops were hitting my eardrum. So I remember I literally crawled under the sink.
You could hear the steam, literally.
And then people were talking, and it's crazy. Roof, and I was like, bro, what the fuck? And I went and crawled under the sink and put my hands over my ears, and they were like, are you okay? And I was like, no. Turn the shower off, please. And eventually my hearing turned back to normal, and everybody was like, you good? I'm like, bro, I don't even know how to explain it. Everything got loud as fuck. Like, I could hear everything. And they were like, yeah, you were tweaking. I remember once I smoked with this girl who was like, bro, she blew the fuck out of me, bro. It was the first time getting high, which I understand. But then she demanded that we play a One Direction song. He played a One Direction song. What the and then she started crying and shit. Oh, my God. I was like, what is wrong with you? This song is just so sad. This is weird. And then she was tweaking. She got in the bathroom and was like, looking at the shower head. She was like, what if there were cameras in the shower head? Oh, watching my God. Us. And I was like,
yeah, I remember the first time I did lean, bro.
Oh my God.
We did lean. We did lean. We was on some reckless shit. We did lean and drove to a hookah bar. I don't even know how to play. That was the longest, craziest ride to the hookah bar ever, bro. Like, I was doing 35, I think I was doing 70 in this motherfucker. I was like, I need to slow down. I need to speed the fuck up. I was like, I don't know how.
I never forget a nigga pick me up from work. And this was the crazy thing. From where, when I was in college, I worked across the street from where I live. Like, it would take me, like, walking super slow would take me maybe 6 minutes to get home. Skating, it would take me, like, 3 minutes. Bro, this nigga that I used to live with came to pick me up from the gas station. He didn't come to pick me up. He came while I was leaving. He was like, bro, I can just drop you up back in the house. I didn't know he was on his end at first. He started driving. I was like,
no.
Yo, why are we moving at 20 miles an hour? I was like, yo, Kilo, you good? He was like, he was just chilling. Oh my God, bro, you should probably not operate this fucking vehicle. Stop. Bro, fucking cry. I can't do that.
Bro, I remember we did. We used like so like on lean. I mean, I don't know why that was like that was like a future phase, but it was like lean and Zans was it. So I mean we used to make Zans juice like we couldn't afford lean. Damn. So that was like the same way lean stuff like the and the lean like you know, like Zans in the soda bottle Jolly Rancher shit. Mm-hmm. We fucking my boy, shout out my boy, he was a plug. His mama had like a whole birthday party. But like where they was at, my nigga so gangster. So they trapping so hard. Like we was in school too. Like we just got out of high school and shit. They was trapping in their daddy crib. He was like, he kicked them out, like y'all can't do that. So they bought the crib next to their daddy. And I was like, oh, it was the most gangster shit, but it was the most live shit. I tell you, like, this shit used to be bumping, like, it used to be traffic, like, damn. Like it was a fucking McDonald's or some shit. Like, bro, this gotta be hot, like, I can't come up here anymore. So, it, like, anyway, shout out to them. But his mama had a birthday party, so we over here drinking Zan juice, all chilling. And the daddy done had the hunch punch, they like the old school, you know, they had the hunch punch, all that cause. So, we drink a hunch punch. And Zan juice. And for some reason, we made plans after this. I don't know why, because I was with my boy. So we get in the car. I mean, we cranked the car up, and then we woke up, and everybody was gone.
Yo!
We still in the car.
That would be wild. Like,
when you fall asleep in the car, bro. Right, man, nah.
I've only done a Zan once for real. And I remember after I did it that one time, I was like, bro, I'd never do this shit again. Yeah, niggas, I'd be like, bro, it's just, I don't remember shit. Yeah. I know I was moving. So I remember only two things. I remember somebody walked in with a bucket. This girl, Lainey, walked in with a bucket of chicken. And she was like, it was boneless wings that she got from somewhere. And I was hungry as shit. And I didn't know how I can get. So the wings came around to me. And I had one. I was like, oh, no, this is amazing. Do you mind if I eat these wings? And she was like, I don't care. I was like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, I'm going to eat these wings. And it was literally, it had to be 30 wings in that bitch, bro. I'm not even joking. It was like one of them KFC buckets.
You'd be hungry as fuck.
Bro, yeah. And she was like, Jake, I don't care. I was like, all right. And I remember I blinked. And them shits was gone. And I knew I ate them all. And she was like, where the fuck did the wings? And I was like, she was like, oh my God. I remember somebody passed me a blunt and I blinked and I woke up and I was on my friend Brianna's couch 15 miles from where I was smoking the blunt at. And I was like, bruh, what happened? How did I get here?
It'd be like when you blink, it's just like, damn, I'm somewhere else.
Phase shifted, yeah. I was like, bro, I don't ever want to. Paradox. I was like, yeah.
You wake up like, was yesterday real?
Yes.
This is the last time we ever fucked with it. So, like, scary. This is even more scary shit. So, we would. That was our homies at the time. And, like, we was out for their birthday. So, like, after that, we had to stop fucking with these niggas. So, like, we just made the Zan juice, so we thought it was Zan juice, but these niggas put morphine in the juice. That's why that just fucked up my trip because we played ball together. Like, we fuck with these niggas. Like, so it was like, for you to do that, it was like, damn. So we was in the strip club. Of all places. Like, why would you do that to the strip club? So in the strip club, we like lit. Next thing you know, all I remember is getting some ones and sitting down. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I woke the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like, when I woke up, Trip was dancing. I was just saying, like, bro, just get the fuck off me, bro. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. Like, just get the fuck off me, bro. Please. Like, she could have robbed me blind, and I couldn't have did shit. I just wanted her to just get off me, bro.
Damn.
I couldn't even do shit.
Damn.
And I tell you, stuck. I was like, what was that? Yeah, bro, we had nothing, mm-hmm. nigga.
felt violated.
Bro, I was like, what did you direct us?
You fucking drugged. And also, when, I love psychedelics so much. For your party, I was fucking zooted. I'm sure you know that, but like, it was like, I cannot even, there is no other way to describe it. I forgot what it meant to be a human being. And I asked Toby when we left, I was like, dude, I didn't like glitch really hard in there. Did I? And Toby was like, oh, no, you were fine. I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Because there were literally moments when I was, like, talking. When, around the time we went outside, I was a lot more, like, cool and, like, coasting, and I felt like I found myself a lot more, but, like...
That GoPuff.
Oh, yeah.
GoPuff, it took too long.
That's when I lost myself, bro. Because I literally said to myself, this is what happened. I went outside, and it was cold as shit. It's like, you can't call your GoPuff driver. So I remember I went outside, and I was like, bruh, it's cold, and I don't want to be, it's cold, and I don't want to fucking be out here, bro, like, but I have to wait on these fucking GoPuff this GoPuff order, and I kept asking myself, why was I outside, and like, over and over and over again, I kept getting, like, lost, oh, man, over and over and over again, I kept getting, like, lost in that, which is,
oh, my God,
and, yeah, you're watching this game?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Did I just see a botched layup? No.
From Curry?
No, was from Wiggins.
Oh, that's not a botched layup. It's just Andrew Wiggins.
No.
Oh, God, yes.
Botched time the game layup. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Ron. You wanted to talk about Johnson & Johnson?
Too much. Johnson & Johnson, a family company. Nah, man. I just got my first shot. Mm-hmm. For the vaccine, I got the Pfizer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like a king.
Yeah. And I don't know, I really just got influenced because of the people around me. Mm-hmm. I know a good bit of women in healthcare, mm-hmm. that literally have just been required to get it. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, things that they've told me. Mm-hmm. And then just recently, Emory and some HBCUs have put in question of requiring the COVID vaccination for the upcoming fall semester for
2021.
Yeah, so I don't know. And I'm a huge person that loves to travel. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought, you know, I just need to get it. And so I got the first shot. And but just hearing stories about, this is why I wanted to wait, and this, mm-hmm. is why I'm glad I waited, mm-hmm. because of the fact that Johnson & Johnson, a family company, are just putting people in the hospital, and my grandmother, who's an RN, knows people that are still in the hospital because they've taken this shot, and, mm-hmm. you know, that shit's crazy.
That's why I'm waiting until they, like, force me.
See, I'm not anticipating or planning on taking the vaccine now, mm-hmm. but I was never going to take Johnson & Johnson because even when they came out, they had an 85% efficacy rate.
So, they was giving, like, people cancer with the baby powder already.
Though. Yeah, like, they couldn't even get baby powder right. Why would I trust, like, Johnson & Johnson? Like, I would get either Moderna or Pfizer. Like, yeah. if I had to get.
Yeah.
They're trying to say that was a conspiracy, too. They're trying to say that it was, like, aimed for the black community. So they, you know, they knew that was, like, mm-hmm. a ploy. Like, it was already meant to fail.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
And it's just too many. Like, I'm not even.
Disparities in healthcare already shows. Like, mm-hmm. it's just.
Because I'm saying the same thing. I'm like, my original thing was, like, I'm probably not going to do this shit. But then, like, and now, like, I don't know, certain travel opportunities have, you know, popped mm-hmm. up. And I'm like, damn. Excuse me. It is the weird timing of things. Do y'all remember, like, not too long ago, the CDC released something like, just in case a zombie apocalypse happens, these are the things that you should probably, like, be prepared for. And it was random and out of nowhere, yes. right around the time. This is a real thing. It was random around the time vaccine shit started popping. Like, and, you know, like, we all have, like, just black people. Like, they
could just be experiments and all that shit.
You seen the HBCU thing? It's what they're talking about. I think they're talking about clocking them, talking about they might have to like make it like mandatory you get the vaccine.
Yeah, for fall.
Well, I'm like, that's gonna be fucked up. They try to do it like that. That's gonna be dirty.
Yeah.
I hope they don't, bro. That's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be.
I mean, it's reasonable at the same time, right? Or do y'all think that's a little...
That's like... Because it's like a black school, so a lot of black schools got to make it mandatory first.
And it's the fact that they have been promoted first.
Yeah. Okay. And it's just like I've been hearing stories about, like, doctors now, like saying that why are patients coming in, like, asking them about the Tuskegee experiment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like... People are scared, bro. Yeah, like, really. I don't know.
Like, especially when you're making it like mandatory. Like,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, exactly. Not that it doesn't make sense. You want everybody to be safe with everything that's going on, but it's like, I don't know, man. Mandatory, and also the fact that all this crazy shit is going on. Like you said, people going.
Like, it's one thing to have like mask mandatory, but like for everyone to get a vaccine, then it's...
Like, I can see if you said go get the test, like you want to get a COVID test. That's okay, cool. Because that's like real. Everybody come to school. Yeah. See if you got the shit.
Yeah.
But just be like, vaccine. You see what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got a vaccine. Yeah. You can't go to class. Yeah. So this imagine your junior year. You've been waiting to come back, and they tell me, you got to get a vaccine. You like, what? I done paid three years of school. They got to get a shot.
Right, man.
Just to graduate?
Yeah.
And pay y'all niggas?
It's for in-person. You can still do online.
What happened today?
I think Georgia State is talking about doing it, too.
Yeah.
See, that happened.
Like, it's a... It's a weird thing, but it's kind of not surprising.
No, it's like,
I fully expected the universities to require the vaccine for in-person learning.
They started off, it's going to be...
It only makes sense. And plus, I mean, even with the way the vaccine is being rolled out and going anyway,
I think Georgia's at like 40% of adults. Eligible adults have taken the vaccine, and you need to get to something like 70 or 80 for herd immunity. So, like, college and universities kind of have to say you got to take the vaccine to come, because those are the primary groups that not only had it but spread it around during this whole thing. So, nigga stayed at home last year, maybe you wouldn't have had to be forced to get a vaccine. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
It's true.
Stay the fuck at home initiative. I don't know, man. It's like, this is also interesting. Like, we have like the leading cases. Is that still the thing?
I think we were never number one.
Really?
We were just always top five. No, we were never number one. The thing about Georgia was California, New York, Florida. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, number one in the world, and then we're supposed to be number one in the world, but we were number one in cases, in terms of deaths and fucking cases. Everybody else is wise the fuck up. Niggas in other countries going back to concerts and shit now. I mean, America's about to start going back to concerts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what America's doing.
They just posted a Rolling Loud.
Yeah, they go to the Rolling Loud in Miami.
I thought
the Rolling Loud lineup looked
2 to 3 years ago.
It does look like.
I was like,
like, it does look
like. I would love to.
I would like a Rolling Loud event, but like 21 and up.
Yeah, I feel that. It's like the young people. Like, and I don't mean to sound like an old ass nigga, but like, because I literally looking at the lineup, I was like, I don't see no Freddie Gibbs. I think Benny the Butcher's gonna be there. I don't see no fucking Freddie Gibbs.
I mean, Travis Scott again. How many times have I seen that?
Bro, they got ASAP Rocky. That nigga has been touring, testing for 3 years.
Yeah.
Bro.
I just hope.
Testing was not that good.
It wasn't.
I just hope.
It wasn't that good, bro.
It wasn't great. It was good.
Bro, like, if ASAP set time. Comes up, I'm listening. If I'm listening for anything off of testing, it's ASAP Forever, and then I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Not that wrong.
I'm exiting.
I just hope Young Nudy has a good set.
Oh,
Yes. That would be the only reason.
And you know, so you know what makes me so mad? So like, I work Live Nation and shit. I security for something.
Yeah, I work. Yeah.
So like, I had to do the. I think so. I seen this for shows and shit.
Probably, you ever be a trash thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw your trash.
I'm about to say I did that for a little bit, but I was over. I had got tickets for 21 because we 21 Nudie, you know the baby, like the baby. But then you know the baby had took off when we got
what's the baby.
Let's go.
But he had took off, so he was like, "I'm not doing it no more." So they got the little nigga.
Why did he pick that name?
he said it's supposed to be Baby Jesus, and then he just named it the baby.
But what?
He called himself Baby Jesus.
Yeah, that is true.
Da Baby is better.
And now he has memes about him for no reason. It's amazing. That's all I wanted to know.
Like, how is he really not that hilarious?
Did you see? Did you see the baby driving?
Bro, when they be morphing his face, bro.
For no reason. It turned this man into a liar, bro.
The mask one was the best one, though. The mask one.
Oh my god, yo! Oh my god,
but this shit be having me dead.
But yeah, America's going back to doing festivals and shit. They're just like, we're just gonna adapt to the shit. We're not
gonna try to solve it. America's whole thing was always, we're just gonna adapt to COVID.
But they said, fuck COVID.
Yeah, literally.
But not Nudie was supposed to come out. Nudie was supposed to perform. So right before he came out, 12 was like, nah, we was over in Cobb too at the Rocks. So 12 was like, nah, you can't perform.
Heard about that one.
I was so fucking mad, bro. That's the only one I wanted to see perform. Yeah. I seen him perform like once. We came out with Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
But that was on like a little song and then got off. That was a wild ass show too, but that nigga pissed me off that shit.
Carti or Nudie?
Carti, bro. He was tripping, bro. Like, bro, like, him and Uzi, bro, like, this is crazy. So, like, it's like some exclusive shit. So, like, when Uzi came, you know, the only nigga shows, I was like, fuck it. Uzi was like, Uzi was on stage, so next thing we got these two bodyguards when we paying like 10 bands a show, and I see why. This nigga jumped off the stage. You ever been to Tabernacle?
Yeah.
So you know how like stage the bars over here. He jumped off the stage to the bar, untouched. This little Uzi, little short ass little motherfucker Uzi. All them little kids, grandma, when I tell you, them security was knocking everybody ass the fuck up. Old white ladies, little white kid, we don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Their ass getting ran over. They cleared the whole lane for him to the bar. He went to the bar. Hopped back on stage, hopped up to the balcony, walked up through the balcony, up top, then hopped on that little projector shit, and sat up there, and some pushed me to the edge. Wow. And everybody thought he was gonna jump off. This nigga left. This nigga was 30 minutes late, performed for 30 minutes, and then let his DJ play the other 30 minutes.
Yep.
Niggas was so lit from the show, they didn't even know he wasn't coming back no more.
See, that was something else I learned about. Like, I just love rappers who are actually there for the whole thing, the whole performance and shit. A lot of people, I've never been to a Uzi show or a Cardi show or anything like that, but all the rapper shows that I've been to have been full performances. They'll literally come out, perform, take a break, and then come out and perform again. And it'd be like a whole hour, I don't know. And I think every artist I've been to comes out late and then after their like starting shows and after their DJ does whatever. So it's normally like a 3 or 4 hour event, but like, still, like, I do really, really enjoy
the start time at concerts is just a suggestion.
I think I learned that when it went to Jay-Z Kanye concert. I was like, bro, they didn't even have opening acts when they came to Atlanta. We were just in there, show starts at 9:30, but that shit did not start till like 10:30, 10:45.
They didn't get out opening, they just had the DJ up there just playing music.
We didn't even see the DJ. It was literally like niggas filling in the arena, and then it was like random shit would happen, and then people would get lit, like a light would turn on, niggas would be like, what?
That's not even them. That's the engineer for the building. So that means they took all the money. When they did that, that means you had no pay, no opening act. Nope. We're not paying no opening DJ. We about to take this whole bag and walk the fuck off of y'all ass.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
Yeah. They were like,
and you gonna wait.
Yeah, exactly. Because they would start shooting fog in the shit. And then nothing would happen. And then like, they would just be testing shit and niggas kept thinking.
Only person I seen do that was Burna Boy.
Chill, I want
to
say
this nigga can't. He supposed to start at He supposed to start at 9:30. Brett came like 11:30.
Yeah. Yikes.
And then he stayed to like 2.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That was the thing about Jay-Z and Kanye and why everybody was like, okay.
They made up for it.
Bro, they did. They performed for like, they performed the first half of Watch the Throne, then Kanye performed for 40 minutes, then Jay-Z performed for 40 minutes, then they performed the next half, and then they did an encore.
God
damn. In that bitch for a minute, bro.
That's why they took
crazy. They snapped. So that's what
they did. You're going, I'll wait too.
I'll wait for that shit.
Man, that's a lot.
So it was weird. I remember the first time I heard about a short concert. I was in Brunswick, and this girl was like, I wanted to go see Kodak Black perform, but that shit was not worth my money. I was like, why? And she was like, bro, we sat in there for like 40 minutes. After he showed up like an hour after he was supposed to fucking show up in a small ass venue, then he performed like 2-3 songs, and then he fucking took off. And I was like, damn.
They be finesse, especially with them promoters and shit. But a lot of times, it be the promoters too, though. So like, if they don't give you all that money up front, you know how niggas in Atlanta is. They probably try to give them like, oh, give you 10, I'm supposed to give you 20, then I'm gonna give you the rest when I can get. Oh, all right, I got something for y'all. Right? This shit be real. It's like fuck. All
right, man. We love y'all.
Hold on.
Yes.
I guess tell us more about yourself. Tell us what you do and if you got anything to promote.
My name Big Guy, you know what I'm saying? I promote myself. I'm a brand myself, as they say. I do music, got my own merch coming out. We really just trying to like live life, man. Just still trying to like be the ones that like follow your dreams. I ain't follow your dreams no more. I say, do what you want to do. Like, let's just keep doing it. Ain't no age limit on this shit. Let's just keep running it up. What we're gonna do to stop.
Do
you have like a website on like
Instagram? And follow me, DA_BigGuy, BIGGUY. So yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. This is lit, man.
We've known each other for like how long has it been now?
Since Georgia State, since like
I don't remember when I met you.
I know, I met you through Nick. But it's crazy because like, I met bro like, through music, so I know him for a little minute.
Yeah.
Seeing him and like stuff and just not even like knowing. Yeah. Just seeing faces, because I've been in faces as well too. Yeah. I do security as well, so I'm all over Atlanta, man.
Like, I don't know, the music industry is wild. Like, we work together, we have stuff out.
Yeah.
Called Fly Free, Ron Solo, the Big Guy.
Right now.
Also on Spotify. Everywhere. But yeah. Thank you for coming on the show, being a guest.
Yes. You're always welcome to come
back. I'm going to have to come back. I'm going to come back with some merch and some treats. We're going to get fucked up.
All
right, man. We love y'all. Appreciate Episode 30 in the books. See y'all soon next week with more news, more hot topics coming directly at you. Toby, speech.
Why do I forget it every fucking week? Twitter is the best social media platform, but we're also on Instagram and Facebook. Whatever it is, it's /@ashark stream. Instagram.com/@ashark stream. Twitter.com/@ashark stream. Facebook.com/@ashark stream. Yeah. We're on YouTube. You see us there. Spotify, Apple Playlist.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter, NSARS, Stop Asian Hate, Fuck 12, Abolish Police, Defund the Police, Fuck Brett Favre. Brett Favre said he believed Derek Chauvin didn't mean to kill George Floyd, he just went too far. Fuck Brett Favre.
Damn, Brett Favre.
Yeah,
fuck the police as a staff, record label. What did he say? Fuck the police as an artist, staff, and a record label. I'm just rambling.
All these niggas.
Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Happy 420. Happy 422.
Episode 30.
In the books.